custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their game against the USA Patriots. Go Bearcats!
You're tuned to WLAW at 22-12 right now. Pass was incomplete from Jake Beachy to the left sideline. Ball's incomplete, but it does stop the clock. So now it's 27 seconds left to go. Fourth and four for USA. Critical here. Obviously, they're going to go for it. They went for it all game thus far.
Brian Bland put the pressure on quarterback Beachy there as he threw it out of bounds. But here's what we've been talking about, Clark, that fourth down and four, that third and five, but fourth and four here. Let's see what the Bearcat defense comes up with.
It's a handoff to Brian and Harper around the right side. Looks like he has the first down, about a gain of five. He's out to the 15-yard line. So that stops the clock for the time being. New set of downs, 21 seconds left in the first half. 22-12, USA leads by 10 over Ubley.
The 6'1 junior there, Harper, just lunging forward, just getting a 1 yard 20 to cover that first down.
And there's the official call for the first down. So now the chains move, a very slow transition there.
We'll forgive him this week, Clark.
I suppose. And there we go. There's the whistle, so the clock starts again. 18 seconds left. There's a handoff once again, right down the right side. To number 27, Gangler, pushes all the way down to the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 10 yards. Going to be close to the first down. They're going to blow the whistles, and they're saying it is a first down. So, just like that, number 27, Gangler, who was a little quiet in the second quarter, comes out with a big gain of 10 yards, and now it's a first and goal from the 5-yard line.
You read my mind there, Clark. I hadn't heard from him in a little while, and he reminded us where he is.
So, this one's a handoff to number 20 time, Tim Zub. He gets caught behind the line of scrimmage, a loss of one on the play, and now we have a whistle and looks like a timeout.
Austin Rothy and Tyler Drapetsky hauled them down together there to make the stop. 7 seconds left.
And it appears we have a timeout. There was no official call on the field.
The timeout's called, but by who, we don't know.
So, okay, we're going to stick with you here. There's down the 5-yard line, second and goal, 7 seconds left. USA trying to get a couple more points on before halftime here. What's Ubley talking about in their huddle right now, Dave?
They got to be prepared for that run up the middle, but yet they have to have their defensive backs releasing in case you don't get that play-action pass that has bit them a couple of times here. Depending on who has the timeouts left here, Clark, I got to imagine that the Patriots are going to try and punch one in here. Probably going with their ace there, junior Brandon Harper right now.
Okay, so we're still having a little bit of technical difficulties here with our system. We have lost control with our studio, so we will hang tight here. But it's very interesting here because if Ubley can come up with a stop, big momentum coming into halftime, only down by 10, two-possession game. But if USA can score here, that just broadens this game to a minimum of 16 points and just throws all momentum in the hands of the Patriots.
Wide range of momentum here. If the Bearcats come up with a stop, yeah, you'll see them with the enthusiasm and the energy going into the huddle here, even though they're down by 10.
Well, only time will tell here. Both teams back out onto the field. Jake Beachy now in the shotgun. He's going for the play action, throwing to his right. Goes for the pass, and it is incomplete. Went straight through the hands of Rick, number 88. His favorite receiver goes incomplete, and now brings up third down and five from the third down and goal up from the 5-yard line. And 1 second to go. That last play took 6 seconds. 1 second to go. They have one last chance here to score before halftime. It's 22-12. USA leads by 10 over Ubley.
Beachy intelligently there fired that pass at his receiver. made his decision quick enough to give themselves another chance at this. Let's see what Coach Beagle comes up with here.
We had a bad angle on that. It almost looked like he caught it at the last second, but it went incomplete.
It did. The ball squeaked out away from us.
And this is a handoff to the left side to McCabe Jones, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, USA. However, there is a flag in the backfield. Is this going to be a hold? Only time will tell. So technically, it's 28-12 right now, USA, but the officials are still trying to figure out what the call is. They're discussing it with the ugly defense, so it could be against USA. If that's the case, then we're right back where we started from. All officials have their hands behind their backs, not quite sure what to do.
The Patriots are definitely backing up, though, here.
And it's a false start on USA, so that was a dead ball from the beginning, technically. Unless either that or illegal shift. But so that take the 6 points off the board, and it's now 22-12 again. And now we have a timeout called by Ubley with 0 seconds left on the clock. There's 1 second on the clock because that play never, don't even think about that play.
Correct. It didn't happen there. It must have been something in the whistles out there. We didn't quite hear it, but it looks like it's going to be one last play from the 6 yard line here.
We're going to stick with you. We do not want to miss this one here on WLAW Sports. All right. It's what? Third down now from the 11 yard line. Third and goal from the 11. What's USA trying to call here?
I wouldn't be surprised to see that unique formation we just seen a little bit ago. It was he had two men in the backfield out of the shotgun here. I wouldn't be surprised to see him kind of wander around in the backfield there and maybe make an attempt through the air, even though the running game has been so good.
It's a little bit of almost like a wishbone offense in the backfield there.
Yeah, maybe a pistol formation there, but out of a shotgun. He is receiving. You know, he's not catching it under center. It is being pitched back to him.
Yeah, he's in a shotgun, and then one step behind them is a running back on either side. Both teams break the huddle here. For WLAW Sports, I'm Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen. Next to me, our statistician, Kylie Kamowski. 1 second to go. Third and goal from the 11-yard line. USA comes out in that formation we were just talking about, except there's three men in the backfield. And he's going for the pass, just throws it, lofts it right up into the air, goes for number 80, and it is incomplete. Garrett Nitz, the intended receiver, and two ugly defenders came out of midair and a little bit of a deflection, and that's going to end the first half. All the ugly players running off the field with a lot of momentum and a lot of energy in their step, and that's the stop they needed in this first half.
David Rakowski there deflected that pass, and just like we talked about there, depending on who made the stop, in this case it was the Bearcats, they actually look like they're in the lead just looking at them here. So,
all right, it's time for our halftime here at WLAW Sports, 22-12, USA leads by 10. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school football.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Here, clean up this room!
Jeez, have a cow, will ya? Yeah, don't mind her. She'll be fine. She's just upset that my room has become a pigsty this summer. It's a real drag, though, that it's about over. School is right around the corner. August is like the Sunday of summer. That reminds me, I have to tweet my friend